And now for your moment of clarification.
So let's say it's an average Friday night. It's date night. You're excited because you're going to try a new restaurant you've just heard of that opened up. Your buddy at work says he Yelped it. And he says, I Yelped that place, and Yelp said not to go because the steak is dry as jerky and the waiters are rude and the service is slow. Well, another friend says, I Yelped that place, and they have the best steak in town and the waitresses are super cute. What? Do you people mind at all that these are the opinions of people you don't know, people you may not agree with or even like? And what makes Bean Guy 34 at Hotmail an expert on steak? He may not even be qualified to judge a nose-picking contest. He might think al dente is the guy in the next cubicle. He may be a chain smoker who might as well be eating cardboard. He may be French. He may be... Okay, that's enough. You get it. He may be an idiot. There's obviously an empty space in people's lives for more pig-headed, unqualified reviews by morons of probably perfectly fine places. And the worst part is that everything is so conflicting. You know, people know how impressionable you are, and when people are thinking of going to a new place, they Yelp it first, and they're going to see a bad review right away, whether it's true or not. They use this to blackmail new businesses. If you don't give me a refund, I'm going to give you a bad review on Yelp. Just go there. These are normal, reasonable people who have a life, and they don't have the time to go on some website and say they went there and they were fine with it. Fill that empty space in your life with Food Fight. We're not loser part-time wannabe bloggers with sodium-bloated fast food livers and dead taste buds. We are real foodies who you can turn to for an opinion about a restaurant that hasn't been influenced by a bruschetta vendetta or the perkiness of the server's butts. I don't want to eat what some little putz barista thinks tastes good anyway. Stop going on Yelp. Get off your lazy butt and go taste things for yourself. Yelp is an outlet for jerks to be even bigger jerks and step all over the little guy. You want to help build the economy? You want to help small business? Leave Yelp to the millennials. They deserve it.